was a publicity stunt. It was a PR move. It was something that was done to distract people from all the bad stuff. And you've heard by now every variation of the general theory that I just expressed here. You know what? Maybe it's a good thing. Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins that I hope you'll check out. I have seen, heard, and read over the past week more positive stuff about the Pittsburgh Baseball Club than I'd heard in the previous, year or two, right? Is it at that level for you? That's how I'm sensing this reaction to Andrew McCutchen's return, but also a lot of other corresponding goodness. Here's an example. Major League Baseball's official Twitter account yesterday put together a really clumsy, but nonetheless cute, Photoshop of Kutch high-fiving or something, or having some kind of reaction to O'Neill Cruz in the field. Now, the Photoshop is awful because it makes Kutch look like he's as tall as Cruz, which would be news to all of us. And they took some heat for it in the replies, naturally, because it's Twitter. But it was Major League Baseball's Twitter account remembering that Pittsburgh has a franchise. It was something versus nothing. And within that, not only was it being implied, and rightly so, that Kutch's return is a big deal, not just for the Pirates and Pittsburgh, but for all of baseball. It's one of those feel-good moments for the whole sport. You know, this is where he belongs. This is where he should have been. You know, not that anybody would take that trade back, but, you know, it's just a nice, nice story. It's the kind that's easy to sell. And to MLB's credit, and heaven knows I've been tough on them in this specific context, they've done that. But the other part of it that's cool, and I'm now talking about this actual tweet again, is that you're also acknowledging, because they put along with this photo Kutch's quote from his press conference about Cruz being a freak. You're sitting on the edge of your seat wondering what he's going to do. And that has everybody in baseball, at least those who are looking at MLB's account, which is a lot of them, and on MLB Network and everywhere else, talking about not just Kutch, but Cruz. And in turn, whatever mix of young and old talent will be coming to play here every day this coming summer. And yeah, that's a positive. That's positive publicity. It's positive for the city. It's certainly positive for the team. But there's also another way of looking at this, and it forever disappoints me that it actually doesn't happen this way. But I see it as a positive for the people inside the team and inside the organization. And hear me out when I say this, because again, they, specifically Ben Cherington, don't see it this way. They don't agree with what I'm about to share with you. I feel as if when something good happens to the Pirates, and that can really only happen in Pittsburgh. I mean, you can have the world's hottest superstar prospects and whatever, and it doesn't amount to anything until they get to the bigs. The Orioles kind of showed that last year with Adley Rutschman. I mean, he was a big deal inside the industry for a long time, but his star didn't take off until he went out there wearing orange, you know? And all of a sudden, he's in the bigs, and you got to deal with him, and the Yankees got to deal with him, and it's just a different environment. Something has to happen in Pittsburgh, and it's got to have a big enough impact that it resonates, again, my perspective, through the entire organization. The example that I'll give is the Pirates sweeping the Dodgers in Los Angeles this past summer. I felt like, in the moment, that was a really big deal. Led Sports Center was the top thing in every baseball roundup across the country. And rightly so, because not only did the Pirates win three games, they basically kicked their butts. I mean, in every regard. And don't take that from me. Dave Roberts said that afterward. Mookie Betts said that afterward. Said they outpitched us, they outhit us, they outcaught us. They did everything better than us. And it was mostly the kids who did the damage. Well, I'm not in charge of baseball ops, and I never will be, but if I was, you'd better believe I would have put together a highlights package for the ages, and I would have sent it to every minor league affiliate and said, this is what you're working toward. This right here. This is why you're going out there and practicing and getting up in the morning and studying and doing everything that you need to do to ascend to every new level of this challenging sport. This is why. Because someday you're going to get to Pittsburgh and you're going to be a part of scenes like this. It won't be all the same players, of course, and some will be gone and some of them are right around you right now. They could be your teammates. But that is what you're working toward. To go into a place like Dodger Stadium and to kick the rear ends of a $300 million team all over that diamond. It's a positive. You take these things for what they're worth and you utilize them mentally, demonstratively, throughout your organization, not just to the players either, not just to the prospects, but to their instructors and to the scouts and to everybody. You make it a point of pride to be a member of the Pirates. Maybe I'm naive or romantic or whatever. I just think that you can use events like this, including bringing back Kutch, including the building up of O'Neill Cruz and everything else, and make it a plus for you through the entire coursing of the veins of the Pittsburgh Pirates. When we come back, J1Q. Who asks, hey DK, your daily shot from Monday got me thinking about Kutch's relationship with the city. For someone who came of age during the mid-2010s, I know exactly why Pittsburgh loves 22 so much. As someone who's had a professional relationship with Kutch, why do you think that love is reciprocated? Where does the affection that Kutch has always seemed to have for Pittsburgh come from? Mostly, I don't mean to underplay any component to his significant career, but mostly it built itself into a complete crescendo with the blackout event. Kutch was the one who gave it the name, although he's on occasion given some credit to Michael McHenry for that, but let's stay with Kutch for the time being. Kutch was the one who was raising his arms when the Pirates ended their 20-year losing streak, although he told me in Milwaukee this past summer, I do that after every game and you went and made a big deal out of it and whatever. Okay, fine. We can downplay all of these things, but what we're talking about here, what you're talking about, Ryan, is largely perception. Why do people feel the way that they do about him? Kutch never let you down. Kutch was a consistent, reliable, dependable, passionate performer in a sport that doesn't often allow for all of those concepts to intersect. Think about it. The hardest thing to do in baseball is what? It's to be consistent. If you're consistent, you're heading to Cooperstown. Even at a reasonable level, you're heading to Cooperstown. It's that hard. Kutch did that, conducted himself with immaculate professionalism, demonstrated to everyone, not just to those of us around him, his sense of humor. He's already doing that again just in the week back on his social media accounts. And he was walking the walk. He lived downtown, right downtown Pittsburgh. Lived, I was about to give you the specific place. I don't want to do that because, you know, if he and Maria choose to go back there, I don't want to be giving secrets away, but I know where. And he was one of the people advising me on where I should live downtown when I moved there myself this past summer. He was right there. He was riding a scooter. He'd stop at the Starbucks on 6th Street, ride a scooter across the 6th Street Bridge to PNC Park, go right around the building, park at the three-quarters entrance where the garage is, where the players enter. And the game was done. He'd get back on his scooter and scoot home across the bridge. And he was everywhere. Now, I know athletes who live downtown right now, and they don't really make themselves super visible. Kutch was everywhere. Kutch and Maria were both everywhere. They loved it here. And they loved being one with the heart of the city. Those of us who are down here got to see that, got to appreciate that. And all this on top of the charity work and everything else. We've talked a lot about Kutch over the past week. There might even be maybe one or two people listening to this right now thinking, you know, really, are we doing this again? But that's who came back. And yeah, he's special. And the return is special. But I don't want anybody to kid themselves here. None of this happens if he's just another guy going through another set of 100 lost seasons. Okay? If he doesn't have the blackout, if he doesn't have the three straight playoff years, the 98-win season, the MVP, and all that other positive baseball stuff, all this other positive stuff I've been talking about over this complete episode doesn't matter. It just doesn't. It's sports. You still have to rise up. He's done that. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. Do me a favor, please. And I don't ask that much of you. I really don't. If you're one of those people who listens to this show on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. Doesn't cost you anything. Takes like a split second. Subscribe button on the DK Pittsburgh Sports page. We're almost at 2,000 subscribers. Would love to have you be one of those who helps us get there. Thank you so much in advance, and let's do this tomorrow.